This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You'll remember the push for body cameras for police after the civil rights case in Ferguson, Missouri. One issue highlighted, how will authorities store all the resulting video data? Well, quarterly profits are due today for the company that makes electric zappers and body cameras. And sure enough, Taser International is diversifying into a new field, data storage. From KJZZ in Phoenix, Jimmy Jenkins has this piece.
It's no shock that Taser is an industry leader in stun guns, which still account for the bulk of the company's production at its headquarters in Scottsdale, Arizona. Taser also makes body cameras, but once officers are wearing those cameras, what are police departments going to do with all that video? Taser's Steve Tuttle says that's where the company stands to make big money in the future.
And that's the back-end cloud that provides the storage, the management, the service, and the sharing of all this data.
Taser's product is called Evidence.com. It costs police departments anywhere from $15 to $99 per month per officer. Steve Dyer is a senior research analyst at Craig Hallam Capital Group who follows police technology. He says while formidable tech companies like Motorola and Panasonic are getting into the body camera industry, Taser's cloud-based service gives the company an edge.
By our count of the top 60 departments, they've lost only two to competitors.
Noah Johnson is a commander with the Tempe Police. His department recently purchased Taser's Axon cameras and is gradually rolling them out across the force. Tempe went with the cloud storage subscriptions because it helps them modernize and organize all their evidence storage.
We were looking for a process not only with the body cameras, but other data that we collect, you know, audios, you know, videos from maybe a 7-Eleven, from an armed robbery, things like that.
Previously, the department's video and audio lived on tape cassettes and DVDs. Tuttle of Taser International explains what its storage system can do.
When you do a recording of an incident, you have the ability to play it back and start filling in the report while you're in the squad car. And those become meta tags, defining what type of crime it was, what violation it was, the person's social security number.
Dyer of Craig Hallam thinks the growth potential for the industry is enormous, especially when cities realize the return on investment when it comes to preventing claims against their police departments. He says the NYPD alone has paid out millions over the past decade over disputed claims.
You could put a camera on every officer in New York City for a fraction of that.
And that means Taser may have some more competition in the future to manage all that data. In Phoenix, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.